Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote what you want us to talk about. And you've been voting in your droves. And there are some categories with some absolute storming victories here. There's a real overwhelming majority in all of them, which is good because that means that democracy will force us to chat about them unless people want to use their wildcards, which is the point of the show. Everyone has got a wildcard in their back pocket that they can use. If the topic that you voted for in each given category is not one that they're interested, it's not one they've got anything to say about, or it's not their area of expertise, or perhaps one of the topics that didn't win might be something that they're passionate about, that interests them immensely, or they just fancy having a bit of a chat to us too. And the people that will be chatting about the things you've been voting for today are John Gibbons, Camerama, Paula Murphy, and Chloe Bloxham, and I'm Amelia, as ever. I say as ever, again, they could boot me off at any time. So as I always say, make the most of this, because this could be it. You never know. This could be the last one. You never know. But let's go into LFC Current. We'll dive straight in because we've got a lot of great topics to chat about and some interesting stuff to get stuck into. And your options for this one were Mo Salah, who had 20% of the vote. Our right back Sunday with 26%, but with a storming victory is Curtis Jones with 55% of the vote. And it's no surprise anyone wants to talk about him, John. We talked about him a fair amount on the post-match show after his performance in Europe. And I mean, there was a lot to get excited about, a lot to feel very encouraged by. And I don't know what you felt from watching him.
Yeah, as you said, we talked about him in the post-match show, and funnily enough, I've been reflecting on something since that you said, which was interesting about the idea of humility a little bit, and the idea of taking a bit of a knock and bouncing back sort of stronger, if you like. And it's the more I thought about what you said, the more I was sort of, you know, you're impressed by him, really, because it's actually quite rare that for a young player, if they get overtaken by someone younger, they come back from it well, really. And that's not just sort of mentally. I just mean sort of normally once there's a younger guy, you know, comes off the rank, you know, you end up sort of, you know, in the loan kind of world. And then eventually, as the case used to be, going to Bournemouth. And that's happened to sort of a lot of lads, really. You know, I was just having a conversation with a Hearts fan before about Ben Woodburn. And you remember when he was sort of the youngest and then suddenly he wasn't. And, you know, it can be a tough thing when you think, oh, I'm being patient, you know, I'm taking the most of me sort of limited chances, and then you get a Harvey Elliott who just comes on and everyone's sort of raving back in. I think quite often, really, that's sort of the beginning of the end when that happens for a young player. If you don't sort of take the most of that very small window of opportunity, then sometimes it's not there. And I think Kurt, you know, has taken another one here and needs a lot of credit for it. I think, you know, the easiest thing in the world would have been to sort of have a bit of a sulk, you know, or start to think, well, maybe, you know, it's not going to happen for me sort of at Liverpool, really. Maybe not. He start thinking about elsewhere. But instead, you know, he's got his head down. He's worked. You've not heard anything negative out of him at all. And instead, you know, he's waited, you know, for his starts and done really well. He's you know, came in, first of all, as a sixth, didn't he, in that game, and worked really hard there. Again, just sort of got on with it, even though it's clearly not where he really wants to play. And then when he's had an opportunity, you know, in a Champions League game, all eyes on him, you know, he's been absolutely brilliant and bossed it and really sort of grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck. And I think a lot of us who saw him at youth level, you know, won't be sort of, you know, surprised by, you know, for him to get 4 assists in a game, because, you know, he was that sort of creative player, really. But obviously there's doing it under-19s and under-23s, and then there's doing it, you know, at the very sort of top tier against a good team like Porto, and that's what he's done. And I made up for him, and I think you've got to start him on Sunday now. I think it's his shirt, and you have to give him another go.